They're trying to connect more dots on Lisa Brady. Fox News campaign officials tell the House committee probing the Capitol riots that then-President Trump was told repeatedly that he lost the 2020 election.
Former Attorney General Bill Barr told the House Select Committee he became demoralized over then-President Trump's claims of rigged voting machines.
I thought, boy, if he really believes this stuff, he has, lost contact he's become detached from reality.
That video deposition was part of several interviews conducted by the House panel revealing top campaign officials tried to advise the former president there was not sufficient evidence of widespread fraud. The committee is trying to establish a link between persistent claims of a stolen election and the breach of the Capitol last year.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill, the committee holding its second hearing in 5 days with more scheduled this week. Many Republicans in Congress say Democrats are out to get the former president instead of focusing on issues like inflation, as gas prices hit a record for the 17th day in a row.
So I just kind of fill up. I watch the prices, and I just fill up when I can or when it's acceptable to me.
He's in California, where it's more than $6 a gallon. AAA's nationwide average is $5.01 for regular unleaded now. The Fed makes its latest interest rate move this week. An hour to the close on Wall Street, the Dow's down 767 points. Mick Jagger tests positive for COVID. The Rolling Stones canceling tonight's concert near Amsterdam just hours before the show. Some fans were already there. Jagger is 78. The band says he tested positive after experiencing COVID symptoms upon arrival at the stadium. And while they are deeply sorry for postponing the show, they say safety has to take priority. That concert will be rescheduled. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Multiple arrests in Idaho over suspicion of conspiracy to riot at a gay pride event.
31 men suspected of being tied to an alleged white nationalist group were arrested Saturday near an Idaho pride event in Coeur d'Alene after they were found packed into the back of a U-Haul truck. Police say some of the men wore patches that identified the group as Patriot Front.
They came to riot downtown, and that's why they've been booked appropriately for conspiracy to riot.
Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White saying that based on the shields and other equipment in the group's possession, though no weapons were found.
Fox's Jeff Benasso, the suspects from at least 11 states. One defense lawyer says the charges violate the right to protest. A romance novelist locked up for life for killing her husband. 71-year-old Nancy Crampton Brophy sentenced today in Oregon for the murder of 63-year-old Dan Brophy, who was shot inside the Culinary Institute where he worked in 2018. Mrs. Brophy had written an essay years earlier called How to Murder Your Husband, but that wasn't allowed as evidence at trial. Prosecutors say the couple had financial trouble and life insurance was the motive. The sentence does include the possibility of parole after 25 years. The remains of an American soldier killed in World War II are identified.
Private First Class Sanford Keith Bowen from Ashland, Ohio, was 26 when he died in France. His body could not be recovered then because of the heavy fighting, but now 77 years later, the Defense Department has announced his positive identification. Private Bowen was with Company I, 3rd Battalion, 157th Infantry Regiment, 45th Infantry Division. His unit was trying to secure territory near Reipertswiller, France, in January 1945 when he was killed. Only two men from his company made it through German lines, with the rest killed or captured. He was accounted for 3 months ago by the Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency. The Defense Department announcement was delayed until his family was fully informed. Burial scheduled July 22nd in Shiloh, Ohio. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Again, the Dow's down more than 700, the NASDAQ 4%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.